This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Just like Leicester City this season. So the only thing left to say is, you in? Order now on the McDonald's app. And you can also get rewards points delivered too. So that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants 18 plus. Rewards registration required. Points only on menu items. Delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
You are watching and listening to Chris and Leicester Till I Die TV on YouTube
and your favorite podcasts.
Are you ready? I'm saying, are you ready?
Till I die.
Right, Chris.
All right. Good evening. Good afternoon. Good morning. Good day. Good night. Goodbye. Hello. Wherever you are in the world. Excuse me if I'm looking at different things here because I've had a bit of a move around in the studio. Never a good idea just before you do to go live. But hey, when was the last time I had a good idea? I can't remember. Anyway, how are we doing? It is the FA Cup this weekend, and we've got another derby. We've got Birmingham. You know what it's like. You're waiting years and years and years for a decent derby, and then two come along within the period of a couple of months. Of course, the last one was the not-to-be Sky derby of Vardy versus Rooney. That was a shame for Sky, wasn't it? Yeah, we'll leave it at that, Sky. You got what you deserved there. So it's the next round of the FA Cup. It could have been Birmingham. It could have been Hull. We've got Birmingham. They made a bit of hard work getting past Hull, but they're there now. And they come to Filbert Street on Saturday. There isn't a watch-along this Saturday because as much as I love you guys, I'm with my daughter in London. I'd sooner do that if I'm honest with you. Sorry. As much as I love you all, I love her more. But you can get it on ESPN, allegedly. I didn't say that out loud, so don't quote me on that. But look, some say he's Jesus Christ. Some say could you not just fix his bloody camera? All we know is he's called the Brad. Brad, good evening, sir.
Good evening, mate. I would say it's good to be here and be seen by everybody, but my phone has other ideas, and my curse with technology continues, as I've just alerted to in the back that my laptop is not a fan of charging up. So I suppose I get a better look for now, but I am trying to work the camera in the background when I'm not speaking. So, yeah.
No, well, no, it's well come along. Obviously, you were a naughtier boy for Santa than you thought you were. You got you a laptop that doesn't work.
Yeah, it sounds like I was accidentally on the naughty list, and this is Santa's little twisted joke towards me not being on camera. Although all I'm saying is, Chris, normally when I first come on camera, we lose a viewer, and this time we've gained a viewer. So maybe it's best that I just start off camera to help people ease into my my allure.
Every cloud, as they say, every cloud.
Yeah, well, that is true.
Look, we've got a guest, and it's very nice to have him. What can I say about him? All I can say is, some say that he's Birmingham's biggest fan. Some say that he actually is hiding on a witness protection scheme in Coventry. All we know is he's called the Robe. How are you doing?
Hello, Chris. Hello, Brad. Hello, everyone. You okay?
We are good to be here. How is? Yeah. I'm sorry, before we go any further, I need to see the dressing gown.
Oh, the dressing gown? Yeah, there you go.
Oh, he is. Oh,
yeah.
Good one.
BCFC dressing gown.
Apparently it's all you ever wear on camera.
I know. People go mad if I don't wear it. I don't know what's going on, but yeah, it's my choice of fashion. I don't wear it on a match day though. I'll get some funny looks if I did.
You go shopping in it?
No. It's purely for Monday nights only.
Well, the thing is, you can't go out in it because, as I've just alluded to, although you are a Birmingham fan, you for some reason decided to move to Coventry.
Yeah, I'm born and bred Brummie, but when I met my missus, I moved to Coventry. So yeah, fate brought me here. Not a million miles from you guys, to be fair.
Well, no, so, it's not. Fate is probably not the word I would use, and. I'm afraid, mate, but you need to put your foot down. You know, women need to know that they come second when it comes to men's football.
You haven't seen the rolling pin she's got.
Apparently nobody has because it's inserted somewhere. You know. And I'm sorry because I didn't mean to upset any women. That was just my Joey Barton impression. Let's just say hello to a few people. Nate is in from America. Good evening, Nate. How are you? Spencer, evening, Chris. Where's your Leicester shirt this evening? Mate, look, I knew I could not compete with the Robe. So I thought, look, I'm just best of coming in a normal shirt. Michael Stroke David is in. Hello, mate. How are you doing? Ronald McDonald is in as well. Highfields is our regular witness protection scheme person. How are you, Highfields? Where are you hiding out tonight? He's all over the country. We never know where he's coming from. Andrew, I thought you were going to say Jasper Carrot.
And he's a legend.
I thought you were going to... Jasper Carrot seems to be a theme running through, showing how old my average viewer is. let's start. Obviously, we've got the match coming up. Move on from your Robe. First of all, Brad, I'll bring you in because obviously it could have been Birmingham or Hull. I don't think we were particularly bothered which, were we?
No, not really. I was kind of not just glad it was a home tie. Although last year's FA Cup, that didn't work well for us playing a team that began with B. So who knows? It's always a given. It's sort of a competition that we've said since the get-go, before we was even in the third round, that it's always a nice competition. You know, we've kind of had that moment through our era. We've seen our club lift it, but the biggest priority is obviously getting out of the Championship, given our state of play of that. But it would be nice just to kind of nudge a West Midlands rival out of the competition. Don't want to give them too many bragging rights. We saw how Coventry handled beating us just in the league when they were minus 25 points off us. So, yeah.
Well, like I said, they are still celebrating, of course, Coventry. Birmingham, Mark, how do you view this competition? I mean, you know, we're going to come on to obviously your season generally in a bit, but I suppose, and as silly as it sounds, avoiding relegation is your number one.
Yeah, I mean, 2 weeks ago under Mr. Rooney, I think we would have sacrificed this game and said, look, it's all about the league. Since Tony Mowbray's come in, it's so different now. It's like a weight has been lifted. So I can't wait for Saturday, if I'm honest. I mean, I love the FA Cup anyway. I mean, you guys have won it recently, and you know, not too long ago we lifted the Carling Cup. So I would love another trip to Wembley. You know, it's probably, if I'm honest, unlikely it's going to happen, but I just want to go as far as I can in it. I think the relegation war is, we've got a bit of a cushion now, and we're playing quite well, so I think we'll be safe. I'd love to go as far as we can in the cup. I think we should give it a good go. I'm hoping we play a full strength team. And you know, we'll be taking just over 5,000 on Saturday, which, you know, I can't wait. I remember I went to the last cup game just before COVID, and the atmosphere that night was absolutely superb. So I'm hoping for a repeat of that. If I'm honest, it's going to be a tough... I mean, I don't know how you guys... Are you going to play full strength? Or is Mr. Vardy likely to start? Or
We don't know. We'll have to grab that in a second. Because we have a few problems at our end.
But I think now that we... It's like the new manager... You know, it's the old cliche, isn't it? The new manager bounce. I really hope we get some sort of result on Saturday. I'd love to just be in the draw for the next round. You know,
I don't think we come down, to be totally honest with you.
No.
I think there's at least three worse clubs than you, if not probably four or five come the end of the season. And it's difficult because...
I mean...
Carry on, sorry.
Sorry, Chris. No, I was just going to say, you know, it's all about our mantra that we talk about on our show is mid-table success. Now, if you're not a Blues fan, you're probably thinking that's a bit boring, but we are fed up of finishing 17th. it's not much fun anymore. But anything about round about mid-table, we'd take that stable and build for next season.
Yeah, well, I totally think that you are. I mean, we're going to have a bit of a new manager bounce, aren't we, Brad? Because we've got Enzo back on the touchline.
Yeah, and I think that was missing a little bit in the last game. I think his immediate message gets out there a bit quicker when they're on the touchline and they're sitting up on the stands on the mobile phone or the walkie-talkies or however they choose to do it when they get a ban, which they're not supposed to do, but that's obviously how any manager has a loophole around it. I think it's also needed. I know I said an FA Cup's like kind of a little bit of a distraction, but, you know, you don't really get ahead of the apple cart. I think we'll rotate a little bit, but and we've dipped in this in the league situation. I think we have a little bit of a luxury that where if Birmingham decide to rotate, they're probably giving players a chance to put themselves in the market late on. You know, outside players, youngsters. Whereas Leicester have already been benefiting from the rotation and the strength of their squad, that they've probably got players that even if they're coming in from the cold, Chris, we're still going to have a fairly strong lineup. So, I know it's a loss and a draw, and we've had worse runs, you know, and by that I mean we've basically, you know, we've basically had two losses. This is the only other worse run than we've had. But it'd be nice just to kind of not make that two defeats and a draw in all competitions as well. I suppose because Birmingham are there, it does add that extra spice to the occasion, doesn't it, a little bit, instead of Hull, with the greatest respect.
Yeah, no, it does, because, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, we struggled for any sort of derby. You know, we were claiming playing Wolves as a derby, for a few years in the Premier League. That's how desperate we were. And now, like you say, we've got Coventry, we've got Birmingham, we have you guys three times in one season. Let's deal with the elephant in the room. I don't mean that because he'd put a bit of weight on. But Mr. Rooney, I mean, we touched on him before we came live. You were doing, I thought, all right. I mean, you were something like sixth or seventh, weren't you? When Rooney was brought in. And then all went wrong. And look, every club does it. You know, Leicester, we've done it in the past. We all go a little bit Watford at times, don't we? And I said to you before, it was more for me from the outside, and obviously, I don't know Birmingham, so your thoughts would be interesting. From the outside, it looked like, let's get a name in, rather than let's get somebody who's got real experience in getting a team out of this league.
Absolutely. I don't get me wrong, John Eustace did a great job, and I really like John, but he was, I don't think, hand on heart, I don't think he was a top six material. Having said that, call him average, but Mr. Rooney was far below average. I mean, that was just bonkers. You know, we've made some massive mistakes in our history, but that will go down as one of the biggest ever. Those 15 games I've just erased from the memory bank. I just want to start, pretend it never happened. I've got a counselling session tomorrow. No, joking. it was bizarre. I mean, in a weird sort of way, his first home game against Hull was toxic. And in a weird sort of way, I wanted him to come good to sort of shut people up, because the abuse he was getting, I've never seen anything like it for your home debut. But no, he just got worse and worse. And in the end, we resorted to playground tactics. It was just all-out attack. It was all no defence. I mean, when we played you guys, I mean, you exploited the space, but we did that every week. We just, there was no rhyme or reason to his formations, to his tactics. He didn't seem to instil any confidence in the dugout. And the difference with Mr. Mowbray, I mean, Tony's come in and it's just so much better. I mean, we touched upon it before we came on air, and it's like going back 10 or 15 years to almost like Alex McLeish days. You know, we're solid. We're not too gung-ho. We're back to basics. Saturday at Stoke, we picked up a really good win. And the confidence is back. And that's partly why I'm looking forward to the weekend, because it's going to be so, so tough against you guys in your own backyard. But I wouldn't write us off like I would before Christmas. You know,
I wouldn't think it's going to be that hard. We do have a habit this season of shooting ourselves in the foot. I mean, I'd certainly be playing you with Mr. Rooney still in charge. Let me put it that way. Because having said that, even then, you nearly pulled us back and got a draw, didn't you, Brad?
Sorry, Brad.
No, go on.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, we scored the two goals, and, you know, it's a crumb of comfort, if you like, that we've proved that we can score. So if we keep it tight at the back, you know, you never know. I personally, I mean, it's early prediction, but I think it could well be a draw and a replay.
I mean, Brad, I mean, that wouldn't be the end of the world, but we did nearly shoot ourselves in the foot against Birmingham, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We did that through a couple of games in this end of December, January period, didn't we? I think we had both results against Millwall exactly the same. So maybe a bit of tired legs caught up with us over that period. But I agree. I think Birmingham's a lot tougher test with Rooney. It's almost like former footballers shouldn't be offered a very high substantial job in either the Premier League or the Championship on merit, on name alone. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong, and maybe I'm just got a Rooney hate for Vardy's sake on it. But Stephen Gerrard, Scott Parker, Frank Lampard three times with Leeds and Chelsea twice with Chelsea. Maybe these are just very good examples that I'm having in the glue of purple patch that proves that just because you were good at kicking the ball on a pitch doesn't mean you're good at organising it from the sidelines. So I do agree with what you're saying from your sake and a Birmingham's perspective for their season. They are a lot better off with the appointment of a manager that's got it. I won't go too harsh on Rooney here. I'll just say he's got the experienced managerial brain as Mowbray, and I don't want a replay though, Chris. I heard you say that then you were too bothered. I don't want an extra game for the season. We've already hit the 50-point mark. You know, this would game 51 without any more games played this season if we were to go out to Birmingham. I'd rather either knock them out of the cup or get knocked out at this point. That's where I'm at. I don't want a replay. I don't want a game going to extra time in the next round as well, because I think it's the fifth round where that rule comes in. So I just want it one and done. Tony Mowbray's going to make it hard to break them down.
All I'm thinking of is, Brad, is that Dakar's on his way back. And I know you mentioned Vardy earlier, Mark, but he's not exactly in the best scoring form at the moment. So when he got Cannon and he struggled against Ipswich. But all I'm thinking, Brad, is if it does go to a replay, because Dakar is on his way back, he's not going to be fit for this game from coming back from AFCON, but he would be fit if we had a replay.
Yeah, but unfortunately, whilst we have like five or six very good players and a few on the outskirts, we don't have a cup side, if you will. You know, we'd still be asking Dewsbury Hall to probably play. We'd probably be asking Harry Winks to play. It's away from home as well, so they'd be right up for it even more so. So you couldn't, you know, and then you're maybe, you know, giving Henzo an unnecessary headache of deciding between a player who's coming back and trying to make sure he doesn't injure himself on a return, but he needs minutes in under his belt to kind of get up to match fitness, and playing someone of a better quality who's in the first team all the time. So for me, it's just a headache that's not needed. I get what you're saying with certain return players, but they've also come back from an international tournament. They don't need a match practice in a sense. They just need a week's training, shake the jet lag off, and then get straight back into the Championship side. I don't want an added game, because then the fixture congestion becomes a problem itself, Chris. You know, the fifth round gets drawn, we play a couple of league games, and then all of a sudden we're playing midweek because we have to play the fifth round at a different date because of our replay. I think it's more of a headache. I think both teams would benefit from the tie being decided on the night.
We have a midweek game anyway coming up on Tuesday. I mean, it's just the joy of being in the Championship, I guess, isn't it? But I mean, Mark, how do you, I mean, when we came down, everybody's been having a go at Leicester, saying like, hey, you know, you're a Premier League team and you've got all this cash, you know, slurping about, and you're getting the payments, you know, for the parachute payments and all this, that and the other. And I always say, look, if we were a Premiership team, we'd still be there. You know, we're not. Obviously, we weren't good enough to be a Premiership team. We sold three players for about £100 million. We only spent about £30 million on players coming in. We let about 20 go and brought about 9 in. And we're struggling to be able to get £2 million together because we're trying to stick to FFP and pay off our debts. You know, we're struggling to get £2 million together to bring a midfielder in to replace Cassidy, who's gone back to Chelsea. So really, I mean, do you still see us as sort of, what a lot of people say, like the Man City or the PSG of the Championship?
I don't think you will go back up. I had you down as champions back in, you know, pre. I think most people did have you down to win the league, and I still think you will. Everyone gets a blip, and I think, you know, you're having yours. Yeah, I mean, compared to a lot of clubs, yeah, I do think you're streets ahead of a lot of people. I mean, I've only seen you play in the flesh once, obviously, against us. And you were just, it's like playing a Premier League side. So, yeah, I think I'm probably representative of a lot of clubs, and we do see you as the best in the league. I'll be shocked if you don't finish in the top two.
Well, yeah, I mean, I take, we're sat at the top of the league, and I think it's nice to see that Leicester have gone back to what they do best, which is buying good, young, hungry players, you know, and that's why we spent a lot less. But we haven't got this with these vast amounts of money, because like I say, we need a new midfielder, and we're struggling to go, we can't spend £2 million on one until we've sold somebody. But you're saying about Vardy may, he probably will start, or at least he'll have time on the pitch. but he hasn't been in the best scoring form. Tom Cannon, of course, you'll know from last season when he was at Preston. He sort of kept coming and, he had a good start. Fatawu is the good news for you because he committed harakiri against Coventry. And as much as I applaud him for Turner actually clashing into a Coventry player, it was a bit needless, and he's got a few match ban. But Mavadidi, who got a couple against you last time out, is in.
He did.
Who is it? Is there any particular players that you sort of really worry about from Leicester's
point? I mean, call me old school, but Vardy worries me because he's very similar to when we had Kevin Phillips 2 years ago. You know, 37, 38, and he could finish, you know, like a 19-year-old. So Vardy does worry me if he starts. It's just sort of game from our perspective he'd be well up for, you know, especially not playing at St Andrews. But
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Away days are great, but when you can't play away, there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. You in? Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus. Serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
So he worries me, to be fair. The ones you've mentioned, the usual suspects, you know, Dewsbury Hall, Madavidi, you just go for your whole side. They're all a bit of a worry, to be fair. I'm hoping you do rotate, you know.
Brad, do we need to rotate, though? I mean, not been awful. We've not played, you know, since last weekend. We're playing now. Yes, we've got Swansea on Tuesday, but the players should be able to handle that, shouldn't they?
They should. I just feel like the Leicester squad at the moment is going through a bit of a difficult spell, either through injuries or suspension. So they're a little bit lighter on numbers than we're used to. So, I mean, I've just seen now, I think it's by Andrews posted, about KDH. I'm not expecting huge rotation. I mean, for instance, I still feel like McAteer could use some minutes under his belt. Maybe Cody comes in at the back because you do want to keep these people fresh that are available for us just in case. So, again, you're talking like for like, aren't you? You're talking maybe Vardy starts and Cannon comes off the bench, who's been playing well even when he's not been scoring. He's had a very good few chances. It seems like them goals have really helped his confidence. And again, Pratt coming in for KDH. It's the ideal scenario for Leicester would be play the likes of Pratt, play your McAteers. I'm not sure, does Fatawu account towards the FA Cup or League games? Because if it does, then that's fine. You know, you can play McAteer there. You've got Yunus on the bench. You can maybe put him in the middle. You know, so we're talking outskirts to squad players will play, but I still think it'll be. I don't think come Saturday, I know we're not doing a watch long, but you know, I'll probably still message you anyway for getting, and I'll be like, oh, decent lineup, because yeah. I don't think we have an all-round weekend squad, unless he's literally going to dip into the 21s, which I just can't see Enzo doing, because he seems to take these competitions as strong as possible.
I don't think we'll see the 7 that he sometimes used to see. I think it might only be 2 or 3, you know, allowing for those that are injured. I mean, Mark, the one that springs to mind from your side for me is obviously Jordan James. I mean, he got 2 goals against us. One of your top players?
Yeah, I mean, he's improved so much. I mean, he was in and out the side last year and probably started this season in and out the side, but he's come on in leaps and bounds. He really has improved. He's improved his goal scoring and he's getting forward. I mean, he scored a few in pre-season, but he didn't quite nail down at a regular place. But the last few weeks, he's been absolutely superb. He really has matured. his finishing, his awareness, his just everything about him has just got better and better. And as a result, we've got two Italian clubs who are looking at him, Fiorentina and Atalanta. And I think I read rumour that you guys might be looking at him as well, and West Brom and a few others.
We get linked with everybody, mate, don't worry. Like I said, we haven't got any money, so don't worry about that.
That's all right, then, that's a relief. No, but I mean, JJ, you know, I imagine he'll start on Saturday and hopefully he'll have a good game. But I mean, apart from JJ, I mean, we've got Miyoshi who's on form as well, little Japanese international, Miyoshi, we've got Bakuna. We have got players who can hurt people. So, like I say, going on about Stoke away on Saturday, and, you know, every time we go forward now, we look positive, we look like we want to score a goal. Players know what they're doing, and you know it's going to be a really good game.
What sort of tactics formation will you be? I mean, we will almost certainly go 3-5-2-1. It's what we've been playing all season. What sort of formation tactics do you see Tony Mowbray? Has he made a lot of changes since he took over from Mr. Rooney?
Not massively, to be fair. He's just got them back to basics. I mean, I'd still. It may well go 4-5-1. It's you know, I think we'll play it a bit cautious, to be fair. It wouldn't surprise me if we just had one up front, to be fair, and have a few attacking midfielders going forward. But we very rarely start with two up front, you know, 4-4-2. But I think a lot of teams are like that now. I think it's the way the game's going. I think the traditional 4-4-2 is going out the window a little bit.
Well, unless you want one of our previous members called Boris who seemed to love 4-4-2 and everything that went with it. Yes, it is. Quickly come to you because I noticed the time, so I'm going to try and let you go here. But Brad, score predictions. Don't worry, Brad. Brad is the worst score predictor we have. But we do it. This doesn't count towards the prediction league, so you can go wild, Brad.
Oh, okay. Well, I feel a bit more freedom in saying it. If this was Rooney in charge, I'd have got about 6-0, to be honest with you. I think we'd batter you if Rooney was still in charge. But Mowbray's going to make him defensive. I think the five in midfield maybe suits our shape a little bit. We always combat it with the three-man midfield and obviously the two wingers. And we play inverted wing-back, so we're essentially Matthew middle defensive attack-wise. I see a scrappy game. I'd like to say it'd be comfortable for Leicester and we would win sort of a big score, but I would take a 2-1 Leicester win. I'll take an old school Leicester win in the Championship when we first started. 2-1, sneak it through.
I'm going to agree with you on that one because I'm going to go 2-1 to Leicester as well.
It's a good job it's not for the Predictions League, though, isn't it?
It is, yes. Otherwise, I wouldn't have agreed with you. I mean, earlier in the season, we were playing better. We were able to hold on to Leeds a bit better. We were scoring goals in the last 15 minutes rather than conceding them. But it's at home, so yeah, I think it's going to be 2-1. I'm sure you're going to see, I mean, you did mention a draw earlier. I'm sure you don't want to replay, or do you want to replay? Do you want to take us back what is the ground? Is it St Andrews again now?
It's St Andrews, yeah. Forget the Trillion Trophy.
I was hoping for it. I loved that when I heard that.
No, forget that. At least for this year, anyway. I'm gonna stick my neck out and say, well, I think it's gonna be 1-1. I think the support we're bringing will lift us for a draw, and yeah. I can see us both being in the draw for the next round. Put it that way. I'm gonna say 1-1.
I think if you're able to frustrate us until half time, you may find our fans maybe getting on the team a little bit after recent performances.
Yeah, I mean, it could be similar to that cup game a couple of years ago when we had a patched up team and we were just holding on for so long, and you got, you know, the late winner, the header. But it could be a similar sort of game, to be fair. Yeah. I'm going to say both of us in the draw for the next round. Sure. I mean, if you're going to win it, you have to beat us, teams like us.
Yeah, well, no, we're going to win it. We're going to beat everybody. It took us five times to win the bloody thing, so I don't think I'm win it again so soon.
We're still waiting, Chris, to be fair. We've never won it, so, you know, maybe one day.
Maybe. Well, you know. Look at us. It took us 5 times, so never stop believing, as Journey once said. Clark, appreciate you've got to go, mate. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for inviting me.
Give us a shout out about how people can find you and your show and everything.
So Tilt and Talk Show. We're on every Monday, 6:30 to 8. We've been going for 10 years or so now. We had our 500th episode on Monday just gone. We have some. Thank you very much. We have brilliant team of presenters. We've had some brilliant guests on, the likes of Robbie Savage and Barry Fry and all legends from our history. So Monday nights we're on Facebook and YouTube Live, and then you can download us on Spotify, Amazon, all the usual channels. But
what can I let you go? But it's a very good question here from Ronald. So if I can just ask you one last question.
Yeah.
What you thought about Mavididi's goal celebrations?
Bit cheeky, wasn't it? It's the opposite end to where I am, to be fair. But looking it back afterwards, it's a bit naughty, wasn't it? You got away with that, but I don't think he'll be doing that again, to be fair.
I think he learned his lesson, but it was a bit cheeky, but look, it's football, isn't it?
It's banter, yeah. I mean, you know, it's just one of them. I mean, I'm sure if we did it at your place, it'd be, you know.
You don't. You take it for what it is. You take it as a bit of a celebration. Enjoy the fact, because if you ever do go up to the Premier League, you won't be able to celebrate goals for about 10 minutes until they've done the crossword and checked it and put the lines in and everything. So,
well, to be honest, Chris, we rarely get to celebrate goals anyway.
But you're sounding like Coventry now. You've been living there too long.
Yeah, I know. I'm packing my bags tonight.
All the best for you. All the best for you. Remember your dressing gown if you do.
I will do. Cheers, Zach, Chris.
All the best for Tilt and Talk Show, and thanks for coming on.
Take care, and you. Best of luck for the future. Bye, Brad. Cheers, Chris. Take care.
Bye bye. Right, Brad, I will bring you back. There we go. Look at that. The wonders of modern technology. Some of us can handle it. Brad. So let's just quickly look, because, yes, I think there will be changes. I was forgetting the match on Tuesday. I think, first of all, let's start with the goalkeeper. I think we're going to see Stolcic in goal, aren't we?
Possibly, because he has played a few games, mainly lower league, but he has played in some of the cup games, and he has played, was it just the one game he had to step in for? In the league early season?
Yes, but he's played all the cool games.
Yeah, Benzo is fairly confident, or very confident, shall I say, in his ability. I think Madsen could use the break. I know that, shock horror, I was very critical of the goal he conceded against it, which I know that, the ball swerved and moved in midair, but for me, he had to be punching it over the bar and punching it away, not just palming it up. I might be being a bit overcritical, but I think he needs a break, and I think he needs a little bit of a reassurance that he's not the first choice, if that makes sense. I know that's probably the wrong word to say, reassurance, but you know, I think he needs to understand that, just like everybody else out there, his position is up for debate if he's not firing on all cylinders. And I know it made a few good saves, but I'd be happy for Stolarczyk to come in for that role.
I mean, look, he jumped from fourth choice to second choice, so he knows he's got the manager backing him there. It goes into three, obviously. Last time in the Cup, the three were Nelson, Cody and Doyle. Again, no reason why he shouldn't go for those again.
No, again, Nelson's making the bench. He's obviously spending a lot of time in and around the first team. He's obviously somebody who's caught Enzo's eye in the under-23. So, you know, I wouldn't be against him playing here. It's a good chance to rest Vestergaard and Faze, get Cody in there. You know, it's a good chance to rest our players before that midweek game. Because, like I've said, as much as I'd like to beat Birmingham if you're asking me which one, we can only win one. I'll take the midweek 3 points and going out of the cup. I know that sounds bad to say it, but yeah, I don't see anything wrong with them either.
We want to win every game.
But, yeah, of course, we want to win every game, but, you know, as preferable it is, give me one. And I can't have the other. I'm taking the 3 points midweek over the league. But that defence should be good enough if it was to play and feature against Birmingham to do a good enough job, I reckon.
Yeah. We saw Charity come in for Brighton come on. We had Cassidy, which we haven't got now. And we've got Marchal played as well.
Yeah, as like I said earlier, I think Dennis Pratt plays. I think someone like Harry Winks still stays in the team because I do think you need somebody like that just to marshal that midfield. I think Eunice probably gets some minutes. You know, one man going away is another man's opportunity in this game. So, no Cassidy means, because obviously he's gone back, means Eunice get a chance. I do think, unfortunately, Enzo would have maybe have liked the chance to have got Stefano in and maybe got him registered and ready to play for this, but that isn't going to be the case. Things are still happening in that department. So, yeah, for me, it's got to be the fringe players, the players that are on the sidelines waiting to impress Enzo and give him a headache. So, yeah, I would make them changes.
Nobody seems over-bothered that we lost Cassidy.
No, and we've had this debate a few times throughout the season, and it's kind of frustrating because he started off with his debut getting a winning goal against Cardiff, and he was instantly getting his name sung, and everybody seemed to think, "Hey, here we go, we have got the Italian stallion." It didn't work out for him, and quite ironic because just as he started to show a little bit of form, got himself a couple of goals, Chelsea wanted him back. Now, I feel like that's Leicester's doing a little bit. I feel like with this deal that Leicester are trying to tie up being a permanent one, and Leicester's situation, as you rightly pointed out, with FFP and what we have to do before we can bring in, I do wonder if basically Enzo contacted Chelsea and said, "Look, we're happy to keep him on loan, but we're after so-and-so. The deal's nearly done. We just need to make room. If we bring him in, Cassidy's not going to be playing as much," and Chelsea went, "Well, we'd rather send him somewhere where he's going to get football, which I do wish him all the best in. But it's just a bit ironic, isn't it, that just as he starts to seemingly find his feet at Leicester and get a couple of goals, then he goes back.
It is weird. It'll be interesting. A lot of Chelsea fans have been saying maybe it means they're going to sell somebody. I don't know, but I do know that Pochettino is a big fan of his. Question is, Cannon or Vardy, who do you start?
See, for me, given our situation at the moment, we've literally got them two. And like I said, even though he's not scored in the last, is it two games, he's not scored? Because he didn't score against Coventry, did he? Playing well has Cannon. He's had chances. You know, he had that big chance against Coventry, actually, to make it 2-0. He had a decent chance against Ipswich, which, again, I think would have made it 2-0. So, he's still in good form. He's still showing life for goal. But, again, that midweek game, you know, it's a negative to have to think about, but you think about a potential injury. Right now, I'd rather know that Vardy's got a couple of weeks on the sidelines and we're still doing okay and we've still got Tom Cannon than Cannon go out there and get injured and not be available for midweek. So for me, I never live in a universe where I said this, but I would be starting Vardy to save Cannon for the league game. And only bring on Cannon if it's really necessary, because we are quite limited now in our options up front.
And we shouldn't underestimate it. It isn't Rooney's Birmingham, it's Mowbray's Birmingham. And somebody said earlier, you know, he's a good old school manager. You know, they've not lost in four Birmingham, so he has turned their form around. So fair play to them. It's going to be interesting. I've got to ask you this, though, before I let you go, and thank you for coming on today. Dakar is coming back because Zambi got knocked out of the AFCON. He's not going to be back in time for this, we don't think, unless, you know, Vardy gets injured. But, I mean, he'll be match fit, you know what I mean? And he's only coming back from Morocco, so it's only been like, a summer holiday journey. Not like he's coming back from the other side of the world. So there's no reason why he couldn't fit. But let's say he's not playing in this game. Moving forward, start with one on the bench. We've got three strikers now fit and available. Which two are you starting? Or which two are you putting in the squad?
I this is going to cause controversy, and I'm very glad that a certain ex-subscriber is no longer a part of the community here, because he'd be so mad at what I'm about to say. I cannot confirm or deny. My lawyers won't allow me to. But please don't hate me, guys, in the chat, but I would start Cannon and I'd have Dakar on the bench.
I agree. I would. Yes.
Not only are they in form, and I know Dakar's, I don't know how his form has gone for Zambia. Obviously, collectively, they've not done well, but I don't know if he's managed to get a few goals or whatnot. But there you go. So he's still going to have some form of form for the way he was playing. With us, he had goals to his name. Cannon's playing well. Like I said, he's playing with confidence. Even the chances that aren't hitting the back of the net are really good chances. So for me, it'd be them two going forward, because I know we nearly lost Dakar at the end of the transfer window in the summer, and I think in a way the AFCON's kind of saved us being able to do any wheeling and dealing with him in regards to the January window. But out of all our strikers we actually have at the club, Cannon and Dakar have the two longest contracts, and I think Dakar only has another year on it after this season, so that's not saying much. But potential there that if these two can keep chopping, changing and take over the reins, as much as I hate to say it, my love child Ian Acho and Vardy could be gone come the end of the year, because I don't think Vardy's going to warrant getting a contract if we're in the Premier League. I think he's swan song. Should be promoted.
You have to take your blue-tinted and you have to say, Vardy loving to bits, but you go with the players that are on form. You watch that. Get a hat-trick on Saturday.
Oh, yeah, well, you know what? If he does that, fair play to him. It proves us wrong, like he has to every single fan on the planet many years over and over again, and I'd be all for it. But right now, if you're telling me who are we going forward with on the bench to come off the bench and disrupt the game, I think you've got Dakar and Cannon. And like I said, we'll see. It'll be interesting. But I think he's going to start with Vardy to save Cannon for the league game.
Indeed, Craig, he's gone 2-1 to City. Which City are you on about there? If you dare say come back and say the blue one, I'll throw you out, but I think he's going to be going there. Brad, I'm going to let you go. It's making some funny noises, I don't know why, but thank you very, very much, mate, and I'll see you Monday. We're doing a preview for the Swansea game at 7 o'clock. Do you remember a show called The Call Centre?
Vaguely, but I don't remember it, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. So the guy, Chickenhead, who's on there, will be joining us for the preview. He's a big Swansea fan. And thank you to Craig from up the Cherries and All Departments for putting me in touch with him. So we've got a TV star coming on. And then we'll be having the debate show, and you're standing in for Dave on 9 o'clock Monday, the debate show.
No, correction. I'm not standing in for Dave, because no one cares for Dave on that. You know who I'm standing in for, really? We all know that I'm standing in for Eagle Piggle. It's not Dave. Dave's just a sideshow. Dave's just the voice behind the puppet. Or is that the other way? I digress.
Can't argue. Mate, thank you very much, and all the best. Have a good weekend. No match, watch along, because I'm off to London. So I will see you on Monday.
Yeah, see you Monday, mate. Hopefully we'll be able to cheer being in the fifth round of the FA Cup. And have a fantastic weekend with your daughter, mate.
Thank you very much, mate. All the best. Take care, buddy.
Take care, mate.
Cheers. And here we go. There we go. And all that. So thank you very much. Yeah, we're not going to be doing... there's no prediction show tomorrow because it is the FA Cup and we don't include that. Gives us some time off. And like I say, I'm off to London to go and see a show with my daughter. So we won't be doing a watch-along at all. And we'll be back Monday with two shows. 7 o'clock, the Swansea preview with a chicken head from the call centre. And then back at 9 o'clock for Kate and the aforementioned Brad for the debate show. If you've been listening, thank you very much via your favourite podcast platform. You can hardly hear me, or can you hardly hear, was it Brad where the noise was coming from, Anthony? You should be able to hear me. Maybe not, I don't know. Nobody else has said anything, so... But thank you for letting me know. So if you have been listening via your favourite podcast platform, thank you very much. We appreciate you lending us your ears. We are available, of course, with the TalkSport Fan Network. And thank you if you've been watching, and thanks to everybody that's been in the chat. And thank you as well to Mark, a.k.a. The Robe from Tilton Talk Show, big Birmingham City fan there. Thank you for coming on. If we go out, we go out. It's the FA Cup. It's not our biggest concern this season. But like every other game, I want us to win it. But if we don't, we go back to the league and Swansea on Tuesday. But fingers crossed. Come on, you Foxes. See you on the way. Have a good weekend. See you Monday. It's the 90th minute. All your mates around. You've got your McNugget share boxes ready to go. Your mates already got booked for double dipping. And you steal the last nugget, snatching all 3 points. Perfect. Order McDelivery now on the McDonald's app. You in? At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport, powered by fans.